Texas's climate places exceptional demand on residential air conditioning systems throughout the year. With extended cooling seasons in many parts of the state, AC units often run for more hours annually than systems in most other regions of the country. This sustained workload means components wear down faster, and problems that might take years to develop elsewhere can surface much sooner in homes. One of the most frequently reported issues is weak or uneven airflow throughout a home. Some rooms may cool properly, while others remain warm, regardless of thermostat settings. This problem often stems from blocked or leaking ductwork, a failing blower motor, or a clogged air filter restricting airflow into the system. Leaky ducts are particularly common in older homes and can allow conditioned air to escape into attics or crawl spaces before ever reaching living areas, wasting energy and reducing comfort. Refrigerant is essential for the heat exchange process that allows an AC system to cool indoor air. When refrigerant levels drop due to a leak, the system loses its ability to cool effectively, and the compressor may be forced to work harder than intended. Experts from PepCal Heating and Air Texas explain that the signs of a refrigerant leak include warm air from vents, ice forming on the refrigerant lines, and a noticeable decline in cooling performance. Because refrigerant is a closed-loop substance, a drop in levels always points to a leak somewhere in the system that requires professional attention rather than a simple refill. Capacitors and contactors are small electrical components that play a large role in starting and running an AC system's motors. In Texas, where systems cycle on and off frequently due to consistent cooling demand, these components experience significant wear over time. A failing capacitor often causes a humming sound without the unit actually starting, while a failing contactor can lead to a system that runs intermittently or not at all. These are among the most common repair needs across all HVAC brands and tend to be relatively affordable to address when caught early. An iced-over evaporator coil is a common symptom with several possible causes, including restricted airflow, low refrigerant, or a dirty coil surface. When this happens, the system may blow little to no cool air, even though it continues to run. Turning off the system to allow the ice to melt, then addressing the underlying airflow or refrigerant issue, is typically necessary to prevent repeat freezing. Short cycling refers to an AC system turning on and off in rapid, repeated intervals, rather than completing full cooling cycles. This can result from an oversized system, a malfunctioning thermostat, or electrical issues. Beyond being inefficient, short cycling places extra strain on the compressor and can shorten the overall lifespan of the unit if left unaddressed. Many of these problems share a common thread. They tend to develop gradually and can often be caught before they become serious. Routine maintenance, typically performed twice a year, allows technicians to inspect coils, check refrigerant charge, test electrical components, and clean critical parts before small issues turn into major failures. Given how consistently Texas systems operate throughout the year, regular maintenance is one of the most effective ways homeowners can extend the life of their equipment and avoid costly, unexpected repairs. Understanding these common problems empowers homeowners to recognize early warning signs and make informed decisions about repair timing. Whether dealing with airflow issues, refrigerant leaks, or electrical component wear, addressing problems promptly and maintaining systems consistently helps ensure reliable, long-term performance from any residential AC system. Click the link in the description to learn more.